Like so many communities across Iowa, Manly is a railroad town. Although passenger service ended here 43 years ago, Manly is preparing to welcome a train full of ticket holders for the National Railway Historical Society's annual convention.
The little towns like this are a lot of fun to run a train in or out of because they really appreciate it. Something different. We sometimes actually will double or triple the population of a town with a train.
Bart Jennings is organizing 5 special excursions with antique coaches and observation cars dating back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
And there's going to be a band playing in the park. Basically, we're going to excite the town of Manly for an hour or two.
Railroads that normally carry freight are cooperating. That's why the Railroad Society picked Iowa. Brad Sabin is with the Iowa Northern Railway, which will preview its new railroad museum.
We're excited to get 300 to 400 people by passenger train into Manly. The community seems to be very, very excited about it.
Just as this YouTube posting illustrates the excitement of a vintage train coming into view, thousands of chasers will be watching and photographing the excursions along the way. In Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa City, all the way to the Quad Cities and as close to Des Moines as Newton. The last car will be the Cedar Rapids, a plush solarium coach that is rounded off at the back, offering panoramic views of Iowa's countryside. It's the one with the squeaky wheel. Built by the Milwaukee Road in 1948, this will be the first time the Cedar Rapids has ever visited its namesake. On Wednesday, steam engine number 6988, owned by the Iowa Interstate Railroad, will pull the train into Newton's historic Rock Island Depot, which is now Art a la Carte, a graphic design business.
These are the handles I was telling you about that operate the signal arm on the top of the roof, and they still work.
Kathy Rickers owns the depot and will host an open house to celebrate its centennial.
We get a lot of senior citizen type folks that used to ride the trains, so they come in and they tell us their stories, when they went to war and when they came home and Eisenhower going through.
Some of next week's visitors will have a one-track mind to ride what's called rare mileage on routes used exclusively for hauling cargo. Convention Chairman Bart Jennings.
All of these routes we're running are what we call rare mileage. There's normally not passenger trains on them, so people are coming from around the world because this may be their only chance to ride these different rail routes. These collectors of rare mileage, they have their own rules, and they stick to it, and they'll come anywhere for new trackage.
The excursion to Manly is on rare mileage, track that hasn't had regular passenger service since 1969 when it was a Rock Island hub. Now, the Iowa Northern, Brad Sabin says the railroad is strong due to freight shipments, like ethanol and wind turbines.
We're trying to turn it back into a railroad town. We're over 100 employees now. With the industrial park that we're building, we have 2 or 3 potential customers that will bring many, many jobs here for the county and for the city.
Cedar Rapids is hosting the convention, where the renovated coaches are due to arrive Sunday afternoon. For the classic train's first journey on Tuesday, a steam locomotive will lead the way through scenic eastern Iowa and across the Mississippi to Rock Island. Only ticket holders will be allowed on board, but thousands of Iowans will discover some of the best sights and sounds are from the outside. In Manly, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.